Today's shiur is Masechta Nida on Daf Yud Daled. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amud, and 3 words from the end of the line with the words Tana Rabbanan. Begins the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we have learnt, Kayin Shaita, a Kayin who's an imbecile, who became Tamei, became a Balkari, Matbilin Oisai, so we send him to the Mikveh, Umachilin Oisai Trumala Erev. And we give him truma to eat once he had hair of shemesh, because he cannot eat truma just with the tefillah and the mikveh alone. But at night time, then he becomes able to eat truma. Umeshamer noisai, we guard him shaloi yishan, that he should not fall asleep, because if he falls asleep, as Rashi says, kedei shaloi yischamim v'yura, then we are afraid that during the night while he's sleeping, he will have keri. He will have an arousal, and it will lead him to carry. Yashin Tameh, if in fact he fell asleep, then he's considered Tameh, and he's not allowed to eat Truma. Lo Yashin Tar, if he did not fall asleep, as long as he's awake, then we do not suspect that it became Tameh. It's only if he falls asleep that we suspect he's Tameh, and then he's not allowed to eat Truma. Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik Oimer, Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik said, we have an Eitzah, he can go to sleep, and yet, we have a way to ascertain whether he had carry during his sleep or not. We make for him a bag which fits around his aver. It's made out of skin. And then we'll check. If we see any carry in the kiss, then he'll be tameh. He will not be able to eat truma. If we see it's clean, there's nothing there, then he'll be tor, and he'll still be able to eat truma. Amru loy, the Chacham said to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, kol shkein, you're causing him more problems, because by constructing this bag tightly around his aver, that itself, with his aver rubbing against the skin bag, that itself will cause chimum, it will cause him to have an arousal, and he will come to tumah. Omar Lahen, Sir Blazer Berab Tzadik responded to the Chachamim, L'divreichem, Shaita Ein Leitakana. According to you, there's no way that we can give Truma to a Shaita, because he will become Tomei during his sleep. I'm giving him a way that he will not become Tomei. Omru Loi, L'divreinu, according to us, we're helping him by saying, Yoshin Tomei, that if he falls asleep, we have to assume he's Tomei, and he cannot eat truma, but as long as he doesn't fall asleep, lo yashin tor. So at least we're helping him as long as he didn't go to sleep. But l'dvarecha, according to your idea of giving him this kiss shalor, shema yira tipikachardel, perhaps he'll see a re'iya of keri, a drop as big as a mustard seed, very small, vitivla bekiss, and it'll become absorbed in the leather pouch. And Rashi says, "V'ka'achol truma b'tumas haguf," and then I'll be eating truma, being tamei. We'll look into the kiss, and we won't see anything because it was absorbed into the leather pouch. V'havi b'misa, Rashi says, by a kayin tamei eating truma, that's an avera which is subject to misa b'day shemaim, as the pasuk says, "V'ayikru chav beis umesu boy ki yichaleluha." If a tamei Kayin eats truma, there's misa b'day shemayim. So your eitzah is not a good eitzah, because it can come to a major problem. The oracle in there points out that, of course, the shaita will not receive misa b'day shemayim. Number one, he's a shaita. Number two, he will be eating truma b'shoigeg, because we looked into the skin bag and we didn't see this drop. So there's no chiv misa here literally, but Rashi just means to say we're dealing with an isser for which there would be a chi of misa if it would be done b'mezid by a competent person, a competent kayin who's not a shaita. So that's what you're dealing with. Therefore, you have to go the extra mile, extra precaution, and your eitzah of using a skin bag is not an eitzah. Tana, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, we learned in a braisa the name of Rabbi Elazar, Amru, they said, Oysen le'kisha matachas. We have a better eitzah, not a skin bag, but rather a kiss that is made out of metal, and the metal will not absorb. Omar Abaye said Abaye v'shal nechoshes. Which metal are we speaking about? Copper. Where do we see that copper will not absorb? Kedisanya, we learned in a brisa, and the Masoras Hashas on the side tells us really we should say kedisnan, because this is a mission in Pora, Perikud Beis Mishnah Hay. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Royan Aysan, Givoylan Shal Ezov, Ki'ilu Hain Shal Nechoshes. We look at the tips of the hyssop stems, that they are like copper. And Rashi explains, what are we discussing here? This is concerning someone who carried the mechatas, the special water that we mix the ashes of the poraduma together with the spring water, and that is sprinkled on a tummy mace. But if someone carries that water, he becomes tummy. And the question is, what is the shear, what is the amount of water that he has to carry in order to become tummy? So the Chachamim hold that it has to be enough, that what's the procedure of hazah, of sprinkling on the tummy mace? We take the azov, we take the hyssop stems, and we dip it into the water. There is water that is absorbed into the azov, and then there is water that's on the surface of the azov, and we splatter it on the tamei mace. So according to the Chachamim, the shear, the amount that has to be carried that would make that person tamei, is the amount of water that is used in splattering it on the tamei mace, which includes not only what's on the surface, which reaches the tamei mace, but even that which is absorbed. Less than that, the person carrying it would not be tummy. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. We look at the hyssop stems as if they are made out of copper, as if they didn't absorb anything, and all he has to carry is the amount that's on the surface with which we splattered the tummy mace. That's the amount that will be matame the person who carries it. But what do we see from this Mishnah in Para? That nechoshes does not absorb. And therefore, that will be the eitzah here for the kohen who's a shoita, and we want him to eat truma even after he falls asleep. The eitzah will be to form a kiss around his aver of metal, and then we'll be able to see if there's nothing there in the kiss. We know nothing was absorbed because it's nechoshes, and there's nothing there. Then he's torah, then he can still eat truma. Amar Rav Papa, said Rav Papa, Shema Mina. From the fact that the Chachamim said to Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadik that a kiss of or creates problems, kol shechein shemevi lidei chimum. So we see that anything of a material that is formed closely to the aver, that touches the aver, that itself can cause a problem of carry. So based on this, shmami no mechnasayim asurim, it'll come out that a person would not be able to wear pants. Ask the Gemara of Aksiv, we see beferish in the Torah that the Kohanim used to wear pants. It says in the Torah, va'asla mechnasay bad, that you should make for them trousers, pants made out of linen, lechasas besar erva, to cover the erva. So we see that mechnasayim are permitted. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Kedisanya. Those are special Michlasayim, like we learned in the Brisa. Michlasay Kohanim Lamahin Diamond. What are the pants of a Kayan? What are they compared to? Kimin, it is compared to Pimlanya Shel Perashim. It's compared to the breeches of the horsemen. Or Rashi has a Girsa Prushim. Tsenuim Lishnach. Rashi says, without the Vav, then it's Perashim. These were breeches of the horsemen, or of the people who were very tsanua, very modest. And what was their shape? Lamaila ad masnaim. They went up till the loins, till the waist. Lamata ad yirechayim. And the bottom of them was until the thighs. The yeshlam shenatsim, they had drawstrings to make them tight. But ve'ein lahem loy beisa nekev loy beisa erva. They were very baggy, very wide, and they didn't touch the rectum, and they didn't touch the place of the mila, the besa erva, they didn't touch the aver, they didn't touch as well. So since they didn't come in contact, those are the types of pants that are permitted. Does this mean that we are not allowed to wear the pants that we do wear? Obviously, halach lamaisa, we do wear pants. And what is the heter for this? Based on our Gemara, they should only be baggy pants, which do not come in any way in contact with the Besa Erva. And this, in Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah brings this halacha, the Ezer Mekudesh tells us that the only pants that would be prohibited are ones which are so tight that the material has a shape around the makam erva, around the aver. However, anything that is not so tight is permitted. I, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash by the Kohanim says the Ezer Mekudesh was different because they were in this very Makam Kadosh, it was a very holy place, and being aware of the Kedusha of their surroundings, they were Machmer, there was a Chumrah that they wore extremely baggy pants that came into no contact with the Makam HaErva. However, when a person is not in such a Makam Kadosh as the Beis HaMikdash, in regular everyday life, as long as it's not so tight that it forms a shape totally encompassing the Makam HaErva, it's any bit looser than that, that is permitted. And therefore, we are allowed to wear the regular pants that we wear as long as it is not extremely tight, forming the shape around the Makam HaErva. Continues the Gemara, Amar Abaye, as we turn to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Roichve Gemalim, camel riders, Asurin Lachal B'Truma, they're not allowed to eat Truma, as Rashi explains, because their limbs get warmth from the flesh of the camel that they are riding on. They get aroused, and they are Motzi Zera. And Rashi, in Divrei Hamaschil, to Makov, around five lines down, explains further that the camel riders do not ride on a camel with a saddle. They only use a mardas, they use a soft blanket, and as a result, they are aroused by their aver coming in contact with the flesh of the camel. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned similarly in the Braisa, Reichve Gemalim, camel riders, Kulam Rishoyim, they're all Rishoyim. Rashi says, Kida Omar, as we just explained, because since they come to arousal and to Shechva Zera, they are considered Rishoyim. Hasafanim, the sailors, Kulam Tzadikim, they are all Tzadikim, as Rashi explains, because Shadorim B'Sakana, V'Libam Lavim Sheva Shemayim, they're always in a constant state of danger, and therefore they're always relying on the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're considered Tzadikim. Hachamorim, the donkey riders, mehen rishoyim, some are rishoyim, mehen tzadikim, and some are tzadikim. When are they rishoyim? When are they tzadikim? So we have two pshatim. Ikka, the Amrisam say, ha, de makov, ha, de loy makov. The one who uses a saddle, so since Rashi says it's made out of wood, and his aver does not come in contact with the donkey, so he's a tzadik. He is not led to shechva zera. But if he rides directly on the flesh of the chamor, he will come to arousal unto Sheikh Lazara. So he's the Rasha. The Ikka, the Ami, and some say, Ha de Matartin, here is, they are a Rishoyim if they put their feet on each side of the chamor, then their aver comes in contact with the flesh of the chamor. Ha de Loi Matartin, but here it's speaking about where they ride side saddle. As Rashi says, Reich of Keisha, they're riding like a woman would ride on the donkey. Then their aver does not come in contact with the chamor, and those are the tzaddikim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi lied, he cursed a man, the Goniya Pirkat, someone who would sleep on his back. Rashi gives two reasons. The first reason is that it's an embarrassment for him, because sometimes while he's sleeping, he will have an erection, and people will see it, and this will be an embarrassment to him. And the second reason is because during his sleep, his hands can come to be on top of his aver, and that will bring him to an arousal and to shechvas zera. Tosfos has a question in the fourth Tosfos Divrei HaMaschil Layit on this pshat of Rashi, that on the first pshat that it's an embarrassment for him. What is the problem if he's in a closed room, a locked room, and it's dark? And no one's going to see it, so why should it be a problem? Tosfos brings the Rashbam's pshat that when he's lying on his back, his clothing will fall on his aver and cause warmth there and arousal and shechva zera. And then in the Gilyan, Tosfos adds, Va'oit shamati kishishayu chev apirket mischam hashedra, that his spine gets warmed up, and through that, his aver is in the skashia, he has an erection, and that leads him to carry. Ask the Gemara, Aini, why do you say, Rav Shimon ben Levi, that if he lies on his back, that is not permitted? Va'amar Rav Yosef, Pirkei Din LaYikra Kriyat Shema. A person lying on his back should not read Kriyat Shema. We can deduce from that Kriyat Shema Hu LaYikra, that he shouldn't read Kriyat Shema while making a sharper dummy, but he is allowed to go to sleep in such a position. So the Gemara answers LaInyan Migna, for sleep purposes, he matzli sharper dummy. Rashi explains Moite Ma'at Al Tzidoi. He leans over, he inclines a little bit on his side. That would take care of the problem of lying on his back. But in Kriyat Shema, kimatzli usher. But for Kriyat Shema, even lying on his side is also usher. Tysus and Dibur Maschil, Kriyat Shema, kimatzli usher says, the same like Rashi, Hainu Kishuk Tzas Apirkin, Aval Atzido Legami Shori, and he brings a Raya from the Gemara in Brachas where they read Kriyat Shema lying on their side. So Tysus says it's only if you're inclined a little bit where it's usher for Kriyat Shema. However, if you totally go to your side, that is permitted not only for sleep purposes, but it's permitted for Kriyat Shema as well. But if you incline only slightly, that would be usher for Kriyat Shema. And the reason Rashi in Brachas explains is because it's derech gaiva, it's a haughty way to be mekabel oil malchus shemaim during Kriyat Shema. Ask the Gemara, you're telling me that leaning Kriyat Shema, lying a little bit on your side, as Rashi said, ma'at, and Tosfos says ktsas, that lying on the side a little is prohibited. We find that Rabbi Yochanan used to do it, Rabbi Yochanan matzil kari Kriyat Shema, he used to incline slightly on his side, and he used to read Kriyat Shema. You just told me it's prohibited because it's gaiva, shiny. Rabbi Yochanan about Boster, however, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan had a special dispensation because he was very heavy, he was a very corpulent person, he was fat, and as a result, it was very difficult for him to move totally over on his side, so he was allowed to say Kriyat Shema even though he was only slightly inclined. In his case, it was not considered gaiva because he physically was unable to turn himself over to his side. Begins the next Mishnah. Derech b'nais Yisrael, it is the custom of Jewish women, mishamshos b'shnei edim, that they have relations with their husband using two prepared examination cloths. Echad loy, one for the husband, ve'echad lo, and one for her. Rashi says that this refers to lekanech la'achrat hashmish, to wipe themselves after having relations, and to check if there's any dum which would indicate that the woman was a nid. Vahatsnuos, those who are very modest. Misaknos shlishi, they have a third prepared examination cloth. Lesaken es habayis, to prepare the house, which Rashi says this means to check before any other relations that they're going to have with their husband. There is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam how to learn this Mishnah. Rashi says that it's a continuation of the Mishnah that we had on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, where women who are oisik in taharos, they come into contact with taharos, they have to be bodek themselves before tashmish with their husband and after. The Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia disagrees and says that our Mishnah is speaking about even women who are not osik b'taharas, but they don't have a ves kavua, they don't have a regular cycle, so they have this obligation to check themselves before and after having relations with their husband. We will go with the sheet of Rashi in the Mishnah, and the Tosfos Yontiv explains, according to Rashi, our Mishnah is telling us two chedushim over the previous Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The first chedush is that not only does the woman have to check herself after Tashmish, but Echad Loi, that the husband also has to check himself. The second chedush is as far as the tznuis go, that they are misaken a third examination cloth. As Rashi points out, all women who are oisik with the taharis, as the Mishnah previously told us in Daf Yud Aleph, have to check themselves. What the tznuos were more machmer on was that they would use a separate aid before each bia. As Rashi says at the end of Divrei Maschil, Isaken es Abayis, V'hod enoka tznuos, k'nei mefarsh per kama, tznuos aid shebodekes boi lefnei tashmizeh, ein boidekes boi lefnei tashmish acher. The regular women were not so tznua, they would use the same cloth before each tashmish. However, the tznuas would always take a new cloth before any subsequent tashmish. Continues the Mishnah. Now, what happens if they found dung? So first the Mishnah speaks about if the husband found dung on his cloth. Nimsa al shaloi tmeyin v'chayavim karban. If it was found on his cloth, and the only place the dung could have come from is from his wife, when his aver went in to his wife during their bia, so the aver got dung from his wife. And Rashi says that even if he checked it a long time after the bia took place, they are still tamei vadai, and any taharas that were touched after the bia would be tamei vadai and would have to be burnt. And they are chayav a korban, since this was done b'shogeg. It's something which b'meis it is a chi of kares, being boiled in nida. They did it b'shogeg, so they're both chayav a korban chatas. What happens if nimtzal shalah, it was found, the dam was found on her eid bedika? So then there are three periods and different halachas for each period. Ois yoim, if it was found right away, the Masoras HaShas on the side brings down from Rashi and the Aruch that ois yoim is a Greek word which means miyad. So if it happened right away, which we learned in the first perek, means that she had the cloth of bedika in her hand, and as the aver of her husband went out, she was immediately bodek herself. So even those few seconds that it took to be bodek, that's called immediate. So then we know for sure that this dam came from her during the bia, and that she was a nida during the bia. So therefore, tmeyin, they are tamei vadai. Any taharas that were touched are tamei vadai and have to be burnt. V'chayavim b'korban, again, since this was done b'shoigeg, they're chayiv, both of them, the man and the wife, are chayiv a korban chatas. Nimtzal shalah, but if it was found on her eid lacher's man, she didn't check till sometime after, which the Mishnah will tell us how much time that is. This is intermediate. There the halacha is, t'mein misafik. Now we're not sure, since it wasn't oisyoim, it wasn't miyad, we're not sure if it came from the tashmish or the dam came later, after tashmish. So the halacha is tamei misafik. They're tamei, both of them misafik, because it could have come from the tashmish. Upturim in a korban. However, they're potter from a korban. They don't bring a korban chatas because they don't know that it definitely came from the tashmish, and therefore they're potter from the korban. And now the Mishnah explains ezu achersman, what is considered after the immediate time, kedesha teirid menamita, she'll go down from the bed and she gets a cloth and v'tadich paneh, and then she will wipe her face. Rashi says paneh means paneh shalamata, her makam erva. That's the intermediate time, and that's the halacha with that intermediate time. Now comes a third time, va'acher kach, if it's not la'acher oisyaim, but now it's la'acher oisyaim. It's after the intermediate time. It's the latest time. If it's after that time that it would take to get off the bed and get a cloth and wipe herself, and then she found the dam, so then she is not tamei minatayra misafik, but rather mitamo me'esla ace. Then it's a tumah derabbanan of me'esla ace, and any truma that she would touch mitarabbanan would be tamei, but ve'enai, the truma would be tamei misafik. The eina mitama es boyala. There's a halacha that the boyal of a nida has the same halacha as a nida, and just like she's tamei for 7 days, he has this tuma chamura that he's also tamei for 7 days. But here, since we're only retroactively making her tamei me'es la'es 24 hours earlier, so the Chachamim hold that this does not carry with it the halacha of boyel nida even misafik, and therefore he will not be tamei for 7 days. However, Rashi points out, he will be tamei like someone who touched a nida, he'll be tamei for 1 day. Rabbi Kiva, or Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva's Lushitase, that he holds that when the Rabbanan made this retroactive tumah of 24 hours, Ein Echanami, we are not worried that it came from the Bia, and that's why he and she are not Tami Misafik Menatayra. It's only Midarabbanan. We consider it as if the Dam was found nothing to do with the Bia. It was a case of a woman finding dumb. So there's a tumah midrabbanan retroactively of 24 hours. But there's no tumah of boil nida, but there is a tumah of touching a nida. However, Rabbi Akiva says that when the rabbanan made this tumah meisleis, af matamis boiler, they included misafik the tumah of boil nida for 7 days. And moidim chacham Rabbi Akiva, chacham moidim to Rabbi Akiva, beroya kesem, where she didn't see the dum directly, but she saw it on a stain on her clothing. There, it's a more chomer dikke tumah de rabbanan, shematamo es boyalo, that there it does include the chacham then our moidim to Rabbi Akiva in roya kesem, that he will be tamei misafik mid rabbanan for boil nida, and he'll be tamei for 7 days. The Gemara on Daf Tezvav will explain why by roya kesem there is a bigger chumra that even the chacham amided to Rabbi Akiva that the man is tamei mid rabbanan for 7 days. Begins the Gemara to ask a question on that halacha that we learned that when the husband checks his bedik cloth and he sees that there is dam on it, that they are both Tomei, Tomas, Nida, Vadai, and they have to bring a Korban, Chatas, as the Gemara of Nechesh, let us be Choshesh, let us suspect that Dilma Damai Acholesu, maybe it's blood that came from a louse. How can we burn the Truma that was touched because we say that they both have Tomas Nida on them? Maybe it's only a suffix. Maybe this dam is coming from a louse. Amar Rav Zeira, says Rav Zeira, Oisei Mokum Boduku Eitzel Macholes. That place is considered inspected concerning a louse. Ve'ikad Yamri, and some say Dochuku Eitzel Macholes, that it is considered crowded concerning a louse. As Toysus and Divrei Maskil Dochuku at the end of the Toysus explains, that if we learn the first pshat in Reb Zeira, Mokum Boduku, it means that because of the Zuama, because of the odor of the Mokum Ha'erva, the Macholas for sure does not go near there at all. And therefore, if we find dam on the cloth, we have to say that it came from the Bia. However, the Ikkadi Amri says that the louse will go near that area. It's crowded there, and he won't go into the Makam Erva, but it's close enough that the husband, through the Avra Tashmish, pushed the Macholas into the Makam Erva and crushed it. My Benayu, what is the difference in halacha between these two Lashinus and Rav Zeira? Eka Benayu, the difference is the Ishtakech Macholas Ritzufa, that we found on the Bedika cloth a crushed Macholas, a little distant from the place of the Dam. Lahachlish, according to the first Pshat in Rav Zeira, Domer Badeku, that it is considered as if it's inspected, that there was no louse. The louse doesn't come anywhere near the Mokum Erva. So we have to say, Homa Almasoi, that this louse came from elsewhere, and the dam is definitely from the woman, and she was a Nida, and they had Tashmish while she was a Nida, and therefore they're both Tomei, Tumas Nida, Vadai, and they have to bring a Korban Chatas. L'hachlishn, according to the second pshat, d'amar dachaku, that it is close to the makam erva, and it's possible that the husband crushed it. So ema shamish ratzva, I will say that the shamish, the aver of the man, crushed this louse, and emela the tumah here will only be a tumah misafik. Itmer, we learned in a brisa, but gabeid habaduk la, if she checked herself following tashmish with a pre-inspected examination cloth, the tachsobiyercha, and afterwards she pressed it against her thigh, ulamachar, and the next day matza ola adam, she found on her thigh dam. And the question is, do we say that the dam that she finds now on her thigh, that came from the bedika cloth? Amar Rav, so Rav says, tamei anida, yes, we say that it definitely came from the bedika cloth, and she's Tommy Vaday. Amalei Rav Simi Bar Chiya. So Rav Simi Bar Chiya said to Rav, V'hochei sheshes amritlan, when you told us this din previously, you told us it's only misafik, we're choshesh, that maybe it came from the Bedika cloth. But it's not a Tamei Vadai. Rav didn't respond because Rav knew that he had Charata from his original Psak, and now his Psak was that it is Tamei Vadai as a Nida. And in fact, the Gemara brings that. Itmarnami, we learned like this in the Brice as well. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said in this case, Tamei Anida, she's Tamei as a Nida. Because we say that Vadai, it came from her, and the fact that she found it on her thigh in a place where it couldn't have dropped from the Makam Erva, we have to say that it came on her thigh when she pressed the cloth against her thigh. And so is the Psak in the Beis Medrash that she is Tamei Vadai as a Nida. Continues the Gemara, Itmar, we have learned, if she took a cloth that was not pre-checked, Vini Chasai Bekufsa, and after she checked herself, she placed it into a box, Ulamachar Matzal of Dam, and the next day she looked at it, and she saw that it had Dam on it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, said Rabbi Yosef, Kol Yom Shor Rabbi Chiya, all the days of Rabbi Chiya, Timei, he was Metame, the woman, in such a case, Ulaisik Nasai, and when he became older, Tiher, he was Metaher, her. Iboy Ludmei Shiva had a question, Hechi Kamar, Kol Yom of Timei Mishum Nida, Ulaisik Nasai, Tiher Mishum Nida, Vitimei Mishum Kesem. What was the meaning of what Rabbi Yosef said in Rabbi Chiya? Was Rabbi Yosef saying in Rabbi Chiya that all his days he was metamei, the woman in this case, because of a nida? In other words, that she's a vadai nida. However, as he grew older, in his old age, he was metar for nida, but he was still metamei for kesem. In other words, all his life he was being metameher, in this case, vadai as a nida. And Rashi gives the reason, because there's a cheskas damim in this place when she checked with this cloth. The only problem is that since she used a cloth that had not been pre-checked, so perhaps it had on it a mara dam from a previous time. But since there's a cheskas damim, since the place where she checked herself is a cheskas dam and that there's dam there, we're not concerned about the possibility that it happened from a previous occasion. And we say that she's a nida. We know by putting it into the box that it didn't come, once it was put into the box, it didn't come from anywhere else. So therefore, we have enough to go on to say that she's a vadai nida. And in his old age, he said no, since it was not pre-checked. We have to worry that perhaps this was something that had on it a stain already from before, and therefore it's only a tumah misafik. That's one way of understanding what Rabbi Yosef said in Rabbi Chiya. Oy Dilmor, maybe he was saying something else. Kol yom of timei mishum kesem. All his days he was metame only because of kesem. Since you have the possibility that this came from before her checking, because she didn't use a cloth that was pre-checked, so it could be that from this checking itself, there was no dam. It was coming from a previous time. So therefore, he only prohibited her because of tuma de rabbanon of a kesem, misafek, and not there was certainly no nidus definite here. Ulaisik nasai, and in his old age, tier mivaloi klum, then he said, it's completely tor. Since there's a possibility that this came from before her checking, we don't even say she's Tame from a suffix. Toshima coming here, the Sanya, we learned number Isa. Botka be'eich ain't a botik law. The exact case that we had, if she checked with a cloth that had not been pre-checked, vihini chase, because since she put it then in a box, ulamacha matzal of dam. And the next day when she checked it, she found dam on this cloth. Rabbi Amar Tamei Mishum Nida. Rabbi says that she's Tamei because of Nida. As Rashi says, two lines from the bottom, Tumah Vadois. Dekivin Decheskes Damim Sham Loi Misafkinim Kami Hachi. We don't have a suffix that it came before, because the place where she checked with this cloth, true, it is an unchecked cloth, but the place where she's checking has a Cheskes Damim, and therefore Rabbi says we don't have to worry about before, and we say she became Vadai Tamei. V'Rabchia Amar Tamei Mishum Kesem. Rabchia disagrees, and he says that she's only Tamei from a Kesem, as Rashi says, Kolaymar Tuma Suffik V'Toilet. Any Truma that was touched any taharis that was touched would only be tamei misafik. As we turn to daf yudal amud beis, amalei Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya said to Rabbi, iat hamoida shetzricha kegris va'oid. Aren't you moda in this case that she will have to have a stain that is more than a gris in size? A gris is a split bean, and it's referring to a specific bean known as a pull. And the Chachamim estimated, they calculated that if we're worried about a macholus, it's possible that this stain came from a crushed louse. The biggest stain that a crushed louse could make would be a gris the size of a split bean, the exposed inner surface of the split pulled bean. And therefore, in order to make sure that it's not coming from a macholus, the only way a kesem, a stain, can be metame is if you have kegris va'oid. It's a little bigger than the size of the split bean. So in this case, since it wasn't checked before she used it as a bedika cloth, in order to take away the possibility of a macholus, a louse, the size of the stain is going to have to be a gris va'oid. Don't you agree to that? Armalei avol, as Rashi says, hein be'emes, you're right. Ein echanami, I agree. Amar loy, so Rav Chiya then said to Rabbi, im kain, afata asisei kesem. If the only way you can determine tumah here, to exclude the possibility of a louse, is by saying that it has a size of more than a gris, so then you're treating it like a kesem. If so, how could the tumah here be a vadainida? It could only be a suffik, as I am saying, because you have to come on to the fact that it's a gris void. That makes it into a kesem. A kesem is always a suffix, not a vadai. The Rebbe suffers, the Gemara tells us. What does Rebbe do to answer this question? His opinion is, in this particular case, where it wasn't pre-checked, saying, you need it more than the size of a gris to exclude the possibility that it's blood from a louse. But once you've excluded it from being blood from a louse, v'kivin d'nafik la midah macholus, once it is bigger than a gris, it's a gris v'oid, and it's no longer a macholus, so vaday megufa asa, then, as Rashi said on Amud Aleph, then what comes to play is the fact that she checked herself in a place which is muchzek as dam, in the makam erva, and that chazaka of dam is so strong that we're not concerned about the possibility that it came previous to her checking it. Once we've ruled out the possibility that it came from a macholas, then we can say with confidence that she is a varenida. But Rav Chiya disagreed. Rav Chiya said the fact that this was not pre-checked does make it only into a suffix and not into a vada. So now we find Rav Chiya is arguing on Rebbe. My love is a knusikoi. Doesn't this Bryce to speak about the fact that Rav Chiya was arguing on Rebbe when Rav Chiya was older already? What is the proof that he was arguing on Rebbe when he was older? So Rashi says, mid the poligolei the Rebbe, Rabbi. Rebbe was his Rebbe, was his teacher, and he wouldn't have argued on him when he was younger. He must have been in an advanced age. Toysus and Divrei HaMaskil, my love is a Knusa, the second Toysus on the Amid, brings Rashi's Pshat, and he asks on it, Vein Nira, because you find many younger Talmidim who still argued on their Rebbe. The Rashbam says the Pshat is that Rav Chiya, we find the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chaf, that Rav Chiya originally learned in Bavel. When he got older, in his old age, he and his sons went up and brought back the Torah to Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara there says, Chazrav and Ishtakha, the Torah was forgotten. Olu Rav Chiya Ubanav Yizdua, Rav Chiya and his two sons went up and they established the Torah once again. So the only time that he learned by Rebbe is when he went up in his old age, as the Gemara there in Sukkah states, and therefore our Gemara says, my love is a Knusa. And a final Pshat Taisa says that since we see the way Rav Chiya addressed Rebbe was not with the proper honor that a young Talmud would express to his Rebbe, because he says to Rebbe, im kain afata asisei kesem. If he's a young Talmud, he would say, im kain afata Rebbe see sarcasm. Since he didn't use the title of Kavod by calling him Rebbe, because Reb Chiya was his Talmud, since he didn't use that title, it shows he must have been at that stage in his life a Talmud Chaver. He was a student, but he was still considered on the same level as his Rebbe, who was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and that's the proof of the Gemara, that he must have argued on Rebbe when he was in his old age. So now the Gemara says, if this Machlokus was in his old age, so we see that Reb Chiya in his old age held that it's Tamei Misafik, so we can deduce, Habi Yalduse Timei Mishim Nida. It must be when he was younger, that's when he held like Rebbe, that it was a Tumas Nida. It was when he got older that he argued on Rebbe and said it's only a Tuma of a Safek and not of a Vadai. Shmami no, so now we have been posted our question that we had on Amud Aleph. What did Rabbi Yosef mean? Did Rabbi Yosef mean that Reb Chiya went from Vadai Nida to Safek of Tuma of a Kesem? Or did he go from Safek Tuma of a Kesem to making the woman, in this case, Torah completely? The answer is the first way. He went all his life from Tumas Nida Vadai to Safek of Kesem. Continues the Gemara, Mishtabach Lai Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi Barabi Chama Bar Bisa Dadam Gadalhu. Rabbi prays Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa in front of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yaisi, and he said that Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa is a great man. Omar Loi, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi said to Rabbi Likashiyav Liyat, when he comes to your hand, in other words, the next time you meet him, Heviu Liyadi, bring him to me. I'd like to see this great man. Ki Asa, when Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa came eventually in front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Boy Minoi Milsa, ask me a question, ask me a shaila in halacha. So Boy Minei, he asked from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi the very question that we have been discussing. Batka Be'eich Eina Batikla, if she checked herself with a aid that was not, with a cloth that was not pre-checked, Vini Chasubikovsa, and after her bedika, she placed that cloth in a box, Ulamachar Matzalov Dam, and tomorrow she checked it and she found dam on it. Mao, what is the din? Amar Loi, Rabbi Shmuel responded, Kedivrei Abba Emelach, do you want to know what my father Rabbi Yaisi Paskin? Oi Kedivrei Rabbi Emelach, or should I tell you what Rabbi Paskin? Amar Loi, Kedivrei Rabbi Emeli, tell me what Rabbi said on this case. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa, Zeh she'omro lav d'adam gadolu, you are the one about whom they say is a great man. By you asking to find out what Rabbi's psak was, that indicates you're not a great man. Heich manichin divrei harav, ishrei man divrei atalmud. Rabbi is a Talmud of my father, Rabbi Yossi. How could you want to hear the words of the Talmud instead of the words of the Rav? You should have asked me that you want to hear the words of my father, Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara explains what, in fact, went through the head of Rav Chama Bar Bisa. What did he have in mind? Why did he ask about Rabbi? Rav Chama Bar Bisa, Sava, Rabbi Reish Masiftu. The Rabbi is the head of a yeshiva. Ushchichi Rabbanan Kamei. And the Rabbanim would frequent themselves in the Masifta of Rabbi, and they would discuss various questions back and forth. Umechadad deshmaitza. And as a result, the teachings of Rabbi were very sharp and very fine-tuned, and he would be mechaven to the MS, to the truth, because of the great pilpul chaverim that went on in the yeshiva of Rabbi. And that's why Rav Chama Bar Bisa thought that he should find out the psak from Rebbe. So the Gemara wants to know now, my Rebbe Yossi, where do we find a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi concerning this halacha that we have been discussing of Batka Be'ed She'enoi Baruklov? Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna, Tana, we learned in Abraisa that in this very case, Rebbe Metame, Rebbe says that the woman is Tame, that the dam came from the woman and she's a Nida. Vadai, and Rabbi Yaisi Matar, Rabbi Yaisi says that she's tor completely because since it was not pre-checked, we say the dam did not come from the woman, it came from elsewhere. The Yomar Rabzeira, and Rabzeira said, Kishatime Rebbe, when Rebbe held in this case that it's Tameh, he was going Kirab Meir. He was going like Rab Meir in another case, which Gemara will tell us in a moment. Ukishatir Rabbi Yosi Laatzmatir. And when Rabbi Yosi in the halacha of Botka Be'echeinu Barukla said that it's Tor, he was going Laatzmat Lishitasai again in this other machlokas between Rabbi Yosi and Rab Meir. The sign we learned in the Braisa, Ha'isha Shehaisa Isa Tzorachecha. If a woman was doing her needs, Rashi says, she was urinating, and with the urine there came out dam as well. Now, the halacha is, as Rashi explains, the only dam that is metame a woman because of nida is dam that comes from the uterus, the makor. Any dam from elsewhere in the body, from a wound, does not render the woman into a nida. So Rab Meir says, in this case, im oimedes, if she was urinating standing up, and by doing that, the urine gets blocked, it's not able to run out freely, it backs up, so then it touches the makor. And therefore we say that the dam that is in the urine is coming from the makor, and therefore tamea, she's tamea as a nida. If she's sitting down and then the urine can freely leave her body, so then it never came into contact with the makar. Therefore, we must say that the dam is coming from where the meiraglaim is coming. It's coming from a different wound, perhaps a wound in the bladder, but nothing to do with dam nidus from the makar. So then the halacha is tahira. Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion of ben kachu ben kach tahira, that even when she's omedes, and we could say that perhaps it came from the makor because the urine got backed up to the makor and from there the dam mixed into the urine, but we could also say that it came from a different wound in the woman's body, and therefore Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion that tahira. So the Gemara wants to say that the same achlokas that we have concerning dam in the urine will apply to Batka Be'e, Chain of Batakla. Because just like Rav Meir says over there, that if you can in any way have the dam coming from the Makor, we're going to say that it probably did come, we're machzik, that the dam came from where it usually comes in a woman's body, which is from her Makor, and she is a Nida. If we can say that, we're going to say that. So Hu Adin, by Batka Be'echein of Batukla, since we could say it's coming from the Isha, we're going to say that. That's why Rebbe held its Tameh as Nida, like Rab Meir holds in that case of the Meiraglaim that it's Tameh for Nida. However, Rab Yosi is of the opinion that since we can be Tolid in something else, in the case of Meiraglaim, we could say that it didn't come from the Makar, therefore it's Tor. So who had been in the case of Batka Be'echein of Batukla, we can be Tolid that it came from elsewhere since it was not pre-checked, and therefore Rabbi Yosi will hold its tar. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav L'Rav Ashi v'ha Amar Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina said kishetime Rav Meir, when Rav Meir was metame in this case of the Meir Reglayim, loitime ela mishum kesem. He wasn't metame as vade nida. He was only metame like a kesem misafik. V'ilu Rebbe mishum nida kamer. Rebbe's lashon, as Rashi says, is Tamei Anida. Tamei Anida would indicate that she's Tamei definitely because of Anida. How could you say that Rebbe is going in the sheet of Rab Meir, where Rab Meir only was Metamaher Misafik, and Rebbe's Metamaher Mitoris Vadai? Amalei. So he responded, Rav Ashi responded, Anan Hachi Kamrinin. We have a different version of what Rabbi Yosi bar Rav Chanina said. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina did not say in Rebbe that it was only from a kesem misafik, ki itmarahi mishum nida itmar. We learned that Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina said that in fact Rabbi Meir was metame vade as nida, and therefore it's appropriate to say that Rebbe in the case of H and Abadikla is going in the shita of Rabbi Meir in the case of Meir Aglaim. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah, nimsa al shalah oisyaim tmein. So the Gemara is now explaining the first Zman of Tumah, and that is that if she found the dam on the bedika cloth, oisyoim, which as we explained is the Greek word for miyad. She found it immediately. So then the halacha is that this indicates that during the Maisa Bia, she was a nida at that time, and therefore she and her husband are both vadai tame with the tumas nida, and the husband will also be tame for 7 days. They'll have to bring a korban chata since it was done b'shoigeg, but it's a tuma vadai. Tana Rabbanan, we looked in the Braisa, Ezeu Shir Vest, another word which means the same as Ois Yoim, and which means the same as Miyad, is the word Vest. So, what is the Shir of Ois Yoim? What is the Shir of Vest? Moshel, it's an example, Lishamish, this is the name of the Aver, of the man, Ve'eid, and the Eid Bedika, the cloth, they're both standing right in the opening of the lintel, which is referring to the female opening. Yitzias Shamash, as the organ, the aver of the man goes out, nichnas eid, immediately comes the eid bedika. That is called oisyoim, that is called vest, that is miyad, immediate. And therefore, if dam was found, there's a tuma vadai because of nida. From this, the Gemara says we can learn, have a vest sha'amru l'kinuach avaloy l'bedika. If this is the immediacy with which the bedika takes place, it has to be that it's not an inside bedika, because that would take more time. It has to be only a kinuach, wiping from the outside. And she found dam on the cloth after she wiped herself. So then, that's called ois yoim. However, if she would have to do an inside bedika and only then find the dam, that would not be considered ois yoim. And then it would only be a tumah suffik. That would be the intermediate phase of tumah that we learned in our Mishnah, where it's only a tumah misafek and not a vadei tamei. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Nimtza al shalol achazman. If it was found on her eid bedika after time, in other words, it's not in the ois yoim, the immediate stage, but it's in the intermediate stage, the second stage, so then it's a tumah misafek. The Mishnah says that there would not be any korban chattis, but the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about a korban ashim toli. But Tana in a Braisa, we learned v'chayavin ashim toli, that the man and the woman are both chayav to bring a korban ashim toli, because it's a chi of chorus, which there is a suffix whether they did or not, and therefore one brings an ashim toli. The Tana did on my time. Well, why didn't our Tana mention ashim toli? Our Tana only mentioned about a chattis, that there is no korban chattis, but it didn't mention that there would be a chiv of a ashim toli. To get more answers, because our Tana holds there is no ashim toli. Our Tana holds be'inon chaticha mishtei chatichos. Our Tana holds the only time you bring an ashim toli is like you have two pieces of fat. One is chelev, which is tray fat, and one is shumen, which is kosher fat. And he ate one of them. He doesn't know which one he ate, the kosher or the treif. So then you bring an ashim toli. But let's say there's only one piece here, and he ate that piece, and the suffix is whether this one piece was kosher or treif, then there is no halach of ashim toli. This Tana of our Mishnah is of the opinion, and we learned this out from Psukim, that the din of ashim toli is only where there is definitely isser present. We know that one of these two pieces are usser. The question is, did he eat that usser piece? But when the question is whether the one piece that I have in front of me, whether it's usher to begin with, it might be mutter to begin with, on that there's no ashram toli. So in our Mishnah, where we're speaking about this one woman, and the question is, was she a nida at the time of the tashmish with her husband, or was she not a nida? That's like the case of one piece of fat, and we don't know whether it's chelev or shuman, where our ton of the Mishnah holds that that's not a case where you bring an ashram toli. And therefore, in our Mishnah, she won't bring a chattis, because she has a suffix. The husband and she both have a suffix whether she was a nita, and neither will she bring an ashram toli, because it is not a case of chaticha mishei chatichas, it's only a suffix of one chaticha. Our Tana holds there's no din of ashram toli in such a case. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah, Ezehu Acher's Man. In order to understand the next Gemara, let us review briefly the structure of our Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed three periods concerning finding dam by Tashmish. The first period was ois yoim, immediate, and there the din is, there is tum vadai. The second was the intermediate period, which the Mishnah refers to as la'achar zman, and there they are both Tamei Misafik. The Mishnah went on to explain, simple pshat in the Mishnah would be, Ezoi Acher Zman, this period of Acher Zman, which is after Ois Yoim, which is the intermediate period, what is that? And the Mishnah responded, Kedei Sheterid Menam Mito V'Tadich Paneo, that she goes off the bed and she wipes her Makam Erva. And then the Mishnah stated that if Dam was found Acher Kach, afterwards, in other words, after this intermediate period, then it's Metame Meis Leis. There's no suffix that it came during Tashmish, but it has the Tumma de Rabbanan of Meis Leis 24 hours retroactively, as we had in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. So we have Tumme Vadai, we have suffix Tame, and then we have a Tumma de Rabbanan listed in our Mishnah. Begins the Gemara over a minute, and I'll ask you a question. We have in a Braisa, a Zehu Acher Zman, what is this period of Acher Zman? In other words, the intermediate period. So our Mishnah said, it's Kedei Sheterid Min Amita V'Tadich Paneo, but that's not what the Braisa says. Pirish Rabbi Lozer, the Bach says this should be, instead of Rabbi Eliezer, it should be Rabbi Lozer. Pirish Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadik, Kedei Shetoshet Yoda, Tachas HaKar, or Tachas HaKesis, that she will stretch out her hand under the pillow or under the cushion, the titalate, and she'll take a cloth, the tivdik boy, and she will check. And the Gemara is assuming that this is a shorter period of time than getting out of her bed. So it would seem, according to the Braisa, that getting out of her bed would already fall into the third category, where it would only be a Tumma Midrabbanan of Me'es Le'es, and not the second period. Amar Rav Chisda, my acher, what did the Mishnah mean when it said, Ezeu Acher Zman? You understood it to mean that it's explaining the second period. No, it's explaining the third period. Acher, the Bach puts in a dalet, the acher. It is the period after the period that is after the Ois Yoim. The first period is Ois Yoim. The intermediate period is Acher, the Ois Yoim. And now when the Mishnah asks, Ezeu Acher Zman, it's not referring to Acher Ois Yoim, the intermediate. It's referring to the period which is after the Acher Ois Yoim, after the intermediate, now is the third period. So in fact, the Braisa describes the intermediate period, which is Ad Shetoshet Yoda Tachas HaKar Tachas HaKesis, and the Mishnah is telling us the third period of getting off her bed. Ask the Gemara, how could you say such a pshat? Voktani Allah, we learned on this Zman of Acher Zman, we learned Nimtzal Shalah La Acher Zman Tmei Misafik Pturman HaKorban. The Allah is that if it's after Ois Yoim, then it's not Tamei Vadai as a Nida, but it's only a suffix tumma of Anita. There's no korban chattis, and they're only tummy me suffix. And then the Mishnah concludes, Ezeu Acher Zman, what is that Acher Zman that we just spoke about where it's tummy me suffix? Kedei Sheterid Min Amita V'Tadich Paneo. So it's not mashma, like you said, that this is introducing a third period. It's mashma that this phrase, Kedei Sheterid Min Amita V'Tadich Paneo, is going back on the second period, where there's a Tamei Safek, where the Rabbanan will not have a machlokes with the Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan have a machlokes with Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, if the Baal is Tamei for 7 days, that's in the third Zman of the Tum of Me'es La'es. But in this period, it is the second Zman, and in the second Zman, they're Tamei Misafek, and Misafek, the Rabbanan will be mited to Rabbi Akiva, that the Baal will have a Tumma of Nida for 7 days. So how can you say that this phrase is introducing the third period? From the Mishnah, it seems that it's introducing the second period. Answers the Gemara, says Reb Chisda Hachi Kamar. This is what you have to say in the Mishnah. What's the intermediate time? The time it takes for her to stretch out her hand and get a bedika cloth from under the pillow or under the cushion. V'titel eid v'tivdek boy, she'll take that cloth and check herself. That's the second period. But getting off the bed and then wiping herself and looking at it, that's already the third period in which you have the machlokes and the chachamim, whether in the Tumah de Rabbanan of Meis Leis, the Baal is Tameh for 7 days or not. The Rashi explains that what Rav Chisda is saying now is that there are words missing from the Mishnah. The Braisa that gives us a second period of Kadesh Toshit are not listed in our Mishnah, but they should be. Those words should be put into our Mishnah. That the Zman, the Acher Zman, that's after the first period of Oisiyoyim, the immediate period, that is Kadesh Toshit Yada L'Tachas Akar. And then the third period, the Acher period, where we have the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim, that is Kadesh Teret. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that pshat? It's after it says in our Mishnah, the Shir of Kadesh Teret, it says in the Mishnah, Acher Kach, afterwards is Meis Leis and the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. So it seems clearly from the Mishnah that Acher Kach is a time after Kadesh Teret. In other words, the Mishnah holds that Kadesh Teret is the intermediate stage, not the final stage. And then again, we have back the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Braisa was telling us the intermediate stage ends with Kadesh Toshit, Yada, Tachasakar, and the Mishnah seems to be saying that the intermediate ends with Kadesh Tered, which is later. And only after Kadesh Tered is there Acher Kach, the Din of Meis Leis. So again, there seems to be a kasher from the Mishnah to the Braisa. So the Rav Chisda answers, Hachi Kamar, Vizehu Acher Kasher Nechlechu Rabbi Akiva V'Chacham. No, I maintain that there's a chasuri maxuri, that the second Zman, the intermediate Zman, is Kadesh Toshit. And those words should be put into the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah tells us the third Zman, which is Kadesh Teret. And when it says Acher Kach, it doesn't mean after Kadesh Tered, but it means that Kadesh Tered, that itself is the third Zman, where it is a Tumad Rabban of Meis Leis, and you have the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether the Baal will have a Tumah of 7 days in this Tumad Rabbanan or not. This is the Teretz of Rav Chisda. Rav Ashi gives a different Teretz, and he says, Idi v'idi chachiru. There's no steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. If she has the cloth in her hand, then the shear is going off the bed and wiping herself. But if she doesn't have the cloth, and she has to grope around and find a cloth under her pillow, so then the shear is, then the shear is the amount of time it takes her to find that cloth under her pillow and to check herself. So according to Rav Ashi, there are three periods in the Mishnah. The first period is Ois Yom. The second period, the Braisa told us one example of the intermediate period. The Mishnah told us another example. But the time it takes to get off the bed when you have a cloth in your hand, according to Rav Ashi, is the exact amount of time that it takes to find the cloth that's under your pillow. So those are two measurements of the same time period, which is the intermediate period. And then the Mishnah concludes, V'acher kach, if it's after, and the after could be either what the Mishnah is speaking about or what the Braisa is speaking about. After that intermediate period comes the third period. And according to Rav Ashi, there is no shear for the third period. It's Acher Kach. It's after the second period. Automatically, anything after that will leave Suffolk Nida. We don't have a Suffolk anymore that she was a Nida Midaraisa. And it enters into the Meis Leis of a Tumah Derabbanan. This is the Pshat according to Rav Ashi. The Taisus in the bottom Taisus asks on Rashi, according to Rashi's Pshat in Rav Chisda, why did the Mishnah have to give us three periods? According to Rav Chisda, it comes out that there's Ois Yom period, there's a middle period which there's words missing in the Mishnah, and that is what the Braisa told us, Kadesh Toshit Yada, because as Rashi explains, according to Rav Chisda, the time of Kadesh Tered to get off the bed is always going to be longer than the amount of time it takes to stretch your hand under the pillow and take the cloth. So Rav Chisda says that's the second period. And then you have the third period in which there's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. That's the Acher Kach. The Acher Kach is the third period which the Mishnah mentions of Kadesh Teret. Ask Tosfos, what do you need a third period? Anything that will be after Kadesh Toshit is automatically in the third period. I don't have to give a shear of Kadesh Teret. I just have to say anything after. Like Rav Ashi said, Rav Ashi's Acher Kach is very logical. Anything that's after either the Braisa, the shir of Kedei Shetoshet, or the Mishnah shir of Kedei Shetered, which is the same according to Ravashi. Anything after that, the halacha will be that there's only a Tumah Rabbani. You have the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Why, according to Rashi, the way he learns Chesuri Mechsuri and Rav Chisda, did you have to give three shiurim? We don't need a shir for the last period. All we need to say is it's after the second period. At the end of the Tosfos, it says in brackets, Ayin Rashba. The Rashba disagrees with Rashi. The Rashba says there's no Chesuri Mechsuri here, but rather Rav Chisda was answering, you're right, that the Braisa is telling us a second shear. The Mishnah is telling us only the third shear. It's skipping, it doesn't mention to you what the Braisa says about Kedei Shetosh. There is no Chesuri Mechsuri. There are no words missing, and it should read in the Mishnah what the Braisa says. The reason we put in a shear, according to the Rashba, in Rav Chisda, is because since we're not mentioning the second period, what that shear is, by mentioning the third period, then we can work backwards and say that anything that doesn't take as long as Kadesha Teirid, for example, if it's only Kadesha Taishit, which is a smaller amount of time, that falls into the intermediate period. It's not Ois Yoim, it's not a vest, it's not Miyad. It doesn't mean she's Tame Vaday as a Nida. However, if it's less than Kadesha Teirid, that automatically falls into the intermediate category where they will be Tamei Misafik. So learns the Rashba, not like Rashi. There is no Chesuri Mechsuri. The Mishnah is only telling you the shear of the third amount. The Braisa was telling you the shear of the second amount. And in conclusion, it comes out that we have a machlokes between Rav Ashi and Rav Chisda as far as the time period of Kadesha Teirid. According to Rav Ashi, that falls into the intermediate category, and they will be both Suffolk Tamei, and according to Rav Chisda, this falls into the third category, where it will only be a Tumah Midrabanan, and there will not be any Suffolk Midaraisa, that there is a Tumah of Nidus here.